This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
As we get started here, I want to remind you that summer is not over. Summer is only just beginning. Summer is here. And I don't like when people say the 4th of July is the end of the summer. Not at all. It always, in my opinion, it's really the official start. The official start. And here to discuss with me all things summer, my buddy, Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, the co-CEO of Cooper University Healthcare, and of course, the author of Compassionomics. Dr. Maz, how are you?
I'm doing great, Rich. Great to be here.
Compassionomics, the revolutionary scientific evidence that caring makes a difference. I should mention you and your co-author, Steve Treziak. All proceeds go to charity, so that's excellent. Appreciate that. You showed me no compassion yesterday when I told you I had a broken rib, even though I broke it by saving a boat of passengers, a vessel.
Whoa. Can we go back to the way the story was told to me? Which, by the way, was very exciting. I was impressed for a while.
Sure.
Can I repeat the story? Is this full permission to tell the story?
Yes,
and your medical, right?
I am giving you my HIPAA release. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, you told me that you were at our urgent care. So I immediately called, right? I was, hey, Rich, are you okay? And he said, yeah, I was. We were on the boat, and the boat was going to hit some rocks. So I got off the boat, and I steered it to safety. And I thought, this is unbelievable. The guys, now they think I have some broken ribs. And so I think, wow, that's amazing. Rich is a hero. And then you kept going. He said, so then I was fine. And then I went to get on the boat. And in getting on the boat, I injured myself. And that's where they think maybe I broke my ribs and I have a collapsed lung. So I said, well, Rich, in other words, you have a getting on a boat injury. You hurt yourself getting on a boat. So essentially, you have like a yachting injury from getting on a boat. And then the whole beginning part of like saving babies from a burning building is totally superfluous to the story. You injured yourself getting on a boat.
All right, so by that logic then, if a fireman runs into a building, a firefighter saves people, runs out, but as he's coming out, twists his ankle, you would not say that injury is related to his heroic deeds.
No, that's not the story. The equivalent would be the firefighter's back in the fire hall, and he's getting done. Everything's done. He saved lives. They're all high-fiving. They're having a beer. And he's getting on the truck to, like, wash it or something, and he sprained his ankle. Everyone in the fire hall is going to make fun of that.
No.
That's what happened to you.
But I never would have jumped off the boat had I not heroically saved the vessel and all passengers on board, including my son.
Yeah. You're a hero for that. You're a hero for that. You didn't injure yourself. You didn't injure yourself in the hard part. That's where most heroes injure themselves.
Right.
I'm impressed. You injured yourself on the getting on the boat part.
So you'd equate this to...
You gotta change the story. You gotta change the story a little bit. I'm impressed with your honesty in the story. When people, I will tell you, we see this all the time. People are incredibly honest, as they should be when they're seeking medical advice, which is good.
Yeah.
It is interesting. It took a little while, so I didn't interrupt you to get to that. I'm like, well, okay, how did he hurt himself? Was it when he dove under the water? Was it the pressure of all the, how much strength he had to use to steer the boat to safety? No, he was climbing on the boat. That's when he hurt himself.
Because I jumped off the boat to save the vessel. It's like that never even happened in your world.
Is it because you were exhausted from all of the heroics?
Yes.
You had trouble getting on the boat? There you go.
I don't know if you've ever been in a position to have to push a boat with your bare hands in the water. It's not easy.
Yeah, yes, I don't know what that is. And was it a dinghy or was it like a yacht? Like what are we talking here?
The pontoon boat, big old pontoon boat, a good 20-footer.
A 20-footer, all right.
Pontoon boat.
Look, I'm impressed.
Thank you, you should be.
I don't want to take away from the heroics of what you did. I just, to break it down a little bit, that part of the story, You had a getting on a boat injury.
So in other words,
You had a BBI, a boat boarding injury.
All right. Now, Dr. Baz, so in other words, the Avengers save the world, but as they're walking back into Avengers Tower, Tony Stark hits the door. You say that's completely irrelevant to the fact that he just saved the world? No.
It would be.
He hit the door because he saved the world. That's why he was outside.
Put it this way, there's no clips, there's no parts of the movie in the Avengers where they injured themselves after they saved the world.
Amazing. Amazing.
That's never, this is just, that never makes the movie.
It's just so wrong.
Right?
I can't believe you wrote a book called Compassionomics.
Right? Like, Tony, like, you know, I don't want to give away the ending. I don't have a spoiler on the Zioli program, but there's nothing, none of them have injuries after they save the world. There's no post. You know,
how long is my rib going to be broken?
To be fair, they can hurt. And so
thank
people
you.
Understand this. Not only can rib fractures really hurt, there's a secondary fear with rib injuries, which is not only can they hurt and they can puncture your lung, which is one of the things that they were worried about. But then because you can breathe, what's called splint, you can breathe differently and not expand that lung because it hurts, and then that puts you at risk for pneumonia. So your BBI, boat boarding injury, which we just made up as a new thing, because it doesn't happen often because most
you
people
can actually,
get on their boats.
Is that now a diagnostic code for the insurance company?
It's new. It's probably new, yeah. Your injury, you have to really think about that. You have to think about making sure you're breathing fully in your lungs so you don't have a long-term issue of getting pneumonia. We don't want you to miss any shows because of your boat boarding injury.
Right. Well, we wouldn't want you and Rick filling in and then doing 3 hours on your favorite shore town, so we want to keep that. Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli's with me, the co-CEO of Cooper University Healthcare and the author, of course, of Compassionomics, which is ironic. And we are glad that he's with us. By the way, I got a painkiller, and I notice now they only give you a script for 5 days worth of pain meds. Is that because of the opioid crackdown and all that other stuff?
Actually, in New Jersey, that's a law.
Really?
Yeah, in New Jersey, there's a law that when you prescribe pain medicine for the first time for that particular incident, you can only give you can only give 5 days, and then there's actually a mechanism you have to go through. So that's a law, but it's also appropriate, right? If you have pain for more than a few days, and you're still needing really hardcore pain medication, you should see someone else. The issue with the rib pain, like we talked about, is you want to take someone's pain away, not just because you want to take their suffering away of the pain. You want to make sure they're breathing right. So, you know, we are joking about how you got your injury, but it is rib injuries can be a big deal because of that breathing, and you don't want people to get pneumonia. And look, you know, in the summer, there are a lot of safety concerns in the summer. I know that's one of the things you wanted to talk about there.
I do. By the way, what are the complications when there's a boat crashes in a rocks and all the passengers drown? Are there complications with that? You see, that's because I prevented that. Let's talk about some of those summer hazards, Maz, because Dawn keeps talking about the shark that's swimming around.
Yes.
Dawn's very worried about the great white shark, Dr.
Maz.
Yeah, I think the shark is less worrisome than all the things that can happen with the sun and water. Sun and water are the two things to worry about in the summer every year, right? So heat and drowning issues. So I would say let's start by talking about talk about water, right? So drowning, 800 children drown every year. And that's a big, big deal. You're talking about it's the leading cause of injury and death of children 1 to 4 years old. And that's something you have to really think about. And you really want to make sure you're watching kids. And what ends up happening a lot of times is that, you know, particularly in the shore and around pools, is people have a tendency to think they have a bunch of people watching, a bunch of adults watching kids. And that can mean that no one is, because everybody thinks they are. And you want to make sure you really have someone who is sort of tagged as who is watching the pool. Because unlike the movies, kids drown in silence. People don't flail around and say, I can't swim, or help. They drown very quietly. And so it can be, it's incredibly devastating, and of course, incredibly tragic. So, you know, you want to make sure you say, okay, who is watching the pool? And in fact, you could actually go online and download water watcher cards, where you could say, okay, I'm going to literally, if you're not organized enough at someone's house, who is the person who is holding the card? That's who's watching the pool. Hmm. You want to get that serious about it. Or if you're having a pool party, hire, you know, the local teenager, or not even hire, just ask some local teenager to come by and just be the person watching the pool. You want to make sure you know, we see this at Cooper being a trauma center, and it's really sad. When you have someone come in who drowned, it's always the same story. You know, we thought so-and-so was watching. We thought so-and-so was watching the pool, and it was so quiet. We didn't even hear anything, and it's really a sad thing. So you want to make sure that when it comes to water safety, that's what you're doing. And, of course, at the beach, you want to pay attention to what the lifeguards are saying. That if you're in certain towns, you're between certain flags, that you're there when you actually have lifeguards who are on duty, and you're paying attention to the tips that they're giving you. So water is one thing. And, of course, to give you the credit, if you're out on boating or sailing, that you have a hero like Rich Dioli.
Thank you.
They're able to save you, that they're there, and well done, Rich.
I risk my lungs, my ribs, my every bone in my body to save people's lives.
Yeah, and in fact,
wear capes, Mez.
That's true. And if you could actually master getting on the boat, you wouldn't have even had an injury.
Dr. Mez, is it true now in the summer that the incidence of shark bites do go up, though?
They do, but they go up in the summer, but that's also because people are swimming in the summer, right? So this is one of those correlation-causation things that we talk about a lot. And with the smartest audience in radio, it's not surprising that we've gone over this before, that, you know, it's you want to be careful that you don't think of causation and mix up causation correlation. So, and this happens a lot. Yes, it's correlated that when in the summer shark bites go up, but it's not that one causes the other. They're correlated, right? So it's also that, and we've talked about this, that when ice cream sales go up, so do shark bites, right? But that's not because ice cream causes shark bites. It's because the two are related to each other, right?
Right.
And it's just like people with washing machines also get into more car accidents. Right? And it's not because, like, the dials on the washing machine mean they're bad drivers. It's because if you can afford a washing machine, you likely can afford a car. So one doesn't cause the other, but they're correlated with each other. And that's a common mistake people make, but you want to think about it. It's not that, the summer of shark bites a few years ago, there were no actual more shark bites. That was the media covering shark bites more because it just sort of, you know, it fed the beast of the machine of, of the media.
True, though. They do talk about the sharks a lot, whether it's up in New England or down here. I hear the sharks in the newscasts a lot, and I'm not mentioning any names of anybody on this show who adds those stories into her newscast.
Dun, 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 dun.
But they do make for good radio, though.
They do.
Right?
They do. And so the biggest thing, Rich, that people get wrong in summer safety is sunscreen. Because here are the three things people really tend to not do right with this. You have to apply it 20 to 30 minutes before you go out in the sun. Most people don't do that. A lot of people end up missing ears, scalp, back of hands, and feet. So a lot of people miss that. And here's the one that a lot of people, and I'm guilty of this myself, you're supposed to reapply it every 2 hours. And if you're in water or you're sweating a lot, every hour.
Oh, wait, did you just say hire a teenager to watch the kids at your pool party? I just processed that, by the way.
No, get a local teenager, and if you want to toss them a buck or two, you can.
When you have a pool party, how many people are hired? Caterers, the valets, now you got lifeguards?
For instance, my niece is a teenager.
Right.
So we usually say, hey, if you watch the pool, we spread some schmear to her and give her a few bucks.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Maz hires U.S. Coast Guard certified a team of lifeguards with a helicopter overhead watching the kids in the pool.
She can help you get into the boat, if that's what you need. Maybe she can help you do that.
You know, what my day on the boat is being compared to the Indianapolis, speaking of sharks. I'm just saying.
Your yacht injury versus... It's a shame
we're out of time, Dr. Anthony Mazzarelli, but thank you for helping me with my rib after my heroic deeds on the open seas. Dr. Maz, the co-CEO of Cooper University Healthcare, and please get his book, Compassionomics. All proceeds go to charity. Dr. Maz, thanks.
Thanks, Rich.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.